Imagine leaving home at 18 with no real plans, no income, and no parents to fall back on. That can be a reality for hundreds of teens in Washington state who age out of foster care every year. Many later end up unemployed, homeless, or in jail. A recent change in state law now allows more kids to stay in foster care for an extra 3 years, until age 21. Youth in the program tend to do better, but enrollment is still fairly low. In this collaboration with Investigate West, KUOW's Liz Jones looks at why this transition to adulthood is trickier than expected for foster kids and for the state.
For a glimpse of what it's like to reach the end of the line in foster care, let me introduce two young people.
I'm Desiree Lynn Marie McGill.
Desiree shuffles boxes around her new dorm room. She spent the past 3 years in foster care. Now she's a freshman at Seattle University on a full scholarship.
My lifetime plan, which I might not get to, is be a wildlife veterinary surgeon. It's my brand new vet there.
Yeah. There you go. So my name is Rowell Williams. I'm 22. And I was in foster care for about 9 years. All right. Appreciate that.
Thanks,
man.
Smiling and chatty, Roel serves up lattes at a popular donut shop in Renton. He's had a rough couple years on his own. But his dream job is to be an advocate for foster youth, maybe with a nonprofit. At age 18, the door to exit foster care opened to Desiree and Roel. They could walk out or try to stay. Their choice. The state wants more kids to stay, but it can be a tough sell. A lot of kids will look at what foster care has offered them so far, then decide if they want more. For Roel and Desiree, their time in foster care was often pretty opposite, like with certain foster parents.
There was just like a lot of authority, and I just could not handle all that. I went to a foster home in the Central District, which was ran by like a reverend. He told me that I had to fight one of the foster children to stay in that placement. That's when, like, reality kind of hit me.
My mom was more of the, what appointments do you need? Scholarships, she would remind me every other day, have you done your paperwork yet?
Desiree bonded with her foster family. Roel kept more to himself. Then, take their opinion of state social workers who oversaw their care. Again, night and day.
Like, I had a couple of really good caseworkers, but, like, my last one was, like, the best one. Like, she always stuck with me through everything. Like, another mom, you know?
I think that's funny because they really don't talk to us. My caseworkers that I've had, at least, they come in and say, hey, how are you? Oh, that's good. Nothing's wrong. Okay, bye.
Now, here's a big thing they agree on. They're grateful foster care helped them out. Still, at age 18, both of them said enough. In fact, most kids do. Among teens statewide who aged out in the past 3 years, only 12% opted for an extended stay.
At this point, without it, I can still live. For my case, I know other kids need it.
A main benefit of extended foster care is a place to live. Kids can stay with their foster family or in another arrangement. A few years ago, federal funding kicked in to help states pay for the program, so most states now offer it. Washington started with a pilot program in 2006, then fully launched it 3 years ago. Initially, eligibility was limited to kids you might consider more motivated, like teens enrolled in college or a vocational program. Desiree would be a shoo-in. Roel, at age 18, was another story.
Do you want to do like a box of six or a box of 12?
Before Roel left foster care, he thinks his social worker might have mentioned the extended program once, but they both knew he was done. As Roel puts it, he'd served his time. Now, 4 years later, he's trying to get his life back on track after a pretty bumpy exit from foster care.
I had like 3 warrants over my head. Like, I wasn't doing anything. I was homeless. I didn't have a job. That was not the person I wanted to be.
If Roel had stayed in foster care longer, he admits he might have avoided some big mistakes. But on the other hand,
I feel like everything happens for a reason. And like, all that needed to happen for me to be where I'm at right now. But I might have benefited. I just don't think I would have even done it. And can I just get you to sign that receipt for me?
Now, age 22, Roel's finally ready to start community college this winter. He might have landed here sooner if a couple recent changes in the extended program had been in place back then. Now, when kids age out of foster care, they get a 1-year grace period to opt back in, you know, in case they change their mind. And this year, the legislature also added eligibility for kids geared toward a job rather than college. Advocates hope these changes can draw in more kids like Roel, who need more flexibility.
Good to meet you.
At a YMCA in South Seattle, Noha Maku breezes down the hallway, making quick appointments with coworkers.
So I have this in the intake, so we can try to fit it in.
She works here as a case manager for foster youth, and she's noticed a pattern as kids get ready to age out.
You know, most of the time, it's up in, you know, from that like 6 month before they turn 18, it's I want to get out. They just cannot wait, and that's all they're thinking about is I'm going to turn 18, I'm going to leave. And then around a month before, and then we start going, okay, well, what is your plan? What do you want to do? You know, now it's time to really sit down and talk about it. Well, I don't know now.
State social workers are required to help kids create a transition plan. It covers their strategy for housing, a job, education, and the possibility of extended care. But that doesn't always happen. Last year, records suggest the state failed to provide or document transition services for nearly 1 out of every 3 kids. The reasons a lot of kids leave care are likely out of the state's control. Many want to try again with their biological parents. And then there's this unavoidable fact. They're teenagers. They want some freedom. The state can hardly compete with that. Plus, Maku points out an irony about foster kids faced with this big decision about extended care.
From the youth's perspective, they're unable to make any decision for themselves. And then they turn 18, and then now they are responsible for making every decision for themselves, and they don't know how to make decisions.
Give kids more voice, Maku says, and you better prepare them for the real world and perhaps give them more reason to stay.
Sorry, there goes my phone again.
One of Makub's phones buzzes frequently as we talk. Just being available to her youth is a key part of the job, especially because she's heard many of them complain about poor communication with their state social worker. At DSHS, Jennifer Struess is Assistant Secretary of the Children's Administration, overseeing the state foster care system. She agrees kids do need more say in their care.
I think probably historically we have not done a very good job of that, and those criticisms by the kids are probably well taken. And I think our social workers, in some respects, could do a little bit better job of including the kids in the conversations and making sure that they understand, you know, what's going on and what the options are and that sort of thing.
Enrollment in the extended program is gradually inching upward now that it's been around a few years. Meanwhile, advocates plan to keep pushing lawmakers to open the program to even more kids.
My senior portfolio.
Back in Desiree's dorm room, she's starting to get a handle on what it means to be an adult.
Bills and figuring out class schedules and living on my own in a big place that I don't know.
And Roel, he's clearly overcome the shyness and rebellion he once felt as a foster kid. He's active with several nonprofits working on youth issues. As for being an adult,
I feel like I'm doing adult things, but I'm still a kid at heart. So, but I mean, what does it mean to be an adult? Like, to be boring? I don't know.
Well, if being boring helps Roel close in on his dream job, then maybe that's not so bad. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.